Hi, Apaya. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Mary wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of our service to answer any of your questions, and then also to apply a very reduced rate for your established business. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
I've been great. Thank you.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the very top of the page. I mean, that's where we all go as consumers when we don't know who to call, and that's the power of this particular listing, at least for many of us. For some of the services we need, we don't know who to call, and nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the yellow pages anymore. We just Google it. You know, we jump on a smartphone, we hop on a computer, we type in a couple of keywords for the service that we need. So 9 times out of 10, we call someone on that first page. So if someone's looking for landscaping or lawn maintenance, whatever they might type in for those services, your business will pop up as a top option, and the calls will come directly to you. So there's no third party involved. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing down the same lead your competitors are chasing down. You'll get calls directly, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Now, Mary put in residential for now. If you ever want to do commercial work, we can do that too, but for now we'll focus on residential clients. And is it mostly like lawn care, lawn maintenance, or are you doing landscape installations?
Yeah, so mostly what we do is like sod. We
Okay.
also do sprinklers. We also
Oh,
do
nice.
concrete.
Oh, wow. So like flat work, like concrete, decorative concrete, stamped concrete, driveways, sidewalks, patios?
Yes. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, great. So those are all very, very profitable services, very in-demand services too, especially at this time. And you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. Like I said, our job is to create the content online for both Google and Bing to see that content will be talking about your services and your service area. That way, anyone in that service area looking for someone who can do what you can do will find your business as a top option. Of course, that means you'll have things like a fully optimized Facebook page for your business. You'll have a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. It's actually almost 70 different destinations and directories. All of them are equally important to Google and Bing, the search engines, whether they are known to the public or unknown. They're all equally weighted, and they all, of course, like I said, will be talking about your services in your service area. Now, we offer the service on a month-to-month basis. There's no long-term contract. That being said, your business is established and you qualify for an established business rate. That is a fixed flat rate that will never go up. It's just reduced pricing because we know that you know what you're doing. We prefer to work with companies that can handle more business and still do quality work. So as an established business for 5 years, you do see that reduced pricing. And it's actually quite significant. It would actually save you a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. And again, no matter how long you choose to stay with us. Now, Mary put in the notes here that you're going about 45 miles. So West Jordan and the surrounding communities, including Sandy, Salt Lake City, etc., right?
Right.
So this is going to be for not just the local map or that PAC result that pops up. It will also include paid Facebook ads. That's going to get you found very quickly throughout the entire 45-mile area. We don't just draw a big circle around you. We can target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even high-end residential clients. So, it can be outside of a 45-mile radius if you want it to be found, with the paid ads. We can target specifically where it's most profitable for you. That's a great way to be found beyond what would normally only be about 25, maybe 30 miles with that local map or that that pro package, as we call it. It's the local campaign by itself. Google tries to put businesses in the local map that are fairly close to the person doing that search. So, of course, your placement farther away will diminish. You know, if you're looking 45 miles out, you'll be more likely to see one of your competitors in that local map, someone who is much closer to that person doing that search than you are. That being said, the local campaign will be strong for you right there in your own backyard, and we can solidify and expand on that placement with the paid Facebook ads. I notice you've got a Facebook page. In fact, no website though, right? Kind of Facebook is your online presence right now?
Right.
Okay. You know, we would want everything that you've already got working to continue to work for you. So we can even have a link on your Facebook page to either your Google profile, or if I can include a website for you at no additional cost, kind of build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, we can link your website then to your Google and Bing listing, and of course even a Facebook link on the website itself. And I know that you've got photos of the work that you can do and have done. If the maintenance and the updating of the website would be included then, and that does mean we can use photos that you already have, and of course you can send us new photos of new jobs that we send you, photos or even videos we can add to your website, and there would never be any additional cost for that. So like I said, you'd see a savings of a little over 50%, save you exactly $300 every single month, and it will bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299. Again, the $299 is an exact amount, never a penny more. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You don't pay for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. And whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it is still that flat rate. Now, I noticed when I did a scan for your business, you do have some online content. You've got a verified Google listing. You've got Yelp and Facebook. There is a 60% listings inaccuracy, and that is really because of the missing content. You know, some of the things that most people have never heard of, but still important to Google, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, that type of thing. You don't have those directories. But is all of this something that you've done yourself, or did somebody else help you out with that?
Everything's fine. But in
that website,
how does that work?
You're breaking up just a little bit. Could you repeat that?
Okay. Yeah, so it works and everything. Yeah, we do our own work.
You've done a great job. I mean, like I said, you've got at least 40% of what Google looks for in competitive industries, and certainly for Salt Lake City, you would want to have everything that Google indexes, and of course the paid ads on top of that to make sure that you're getting that great placement that you're wanting to have. Obviously, you have a crew. You can take on more work, right?
Right. Yes, we do.
Perfect. Wonderful. So you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. In fact, you'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, you'll mostly just get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, and residential clients will call you directly. On the website, though, there will be a contact form so people can tell you where they live and what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out, etc. When they fill out that form, you will get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It is still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they do type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from. You even do know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No. Yeah, everything sounds great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody Googles it, right? It's where we go when we don't know who to call. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. Every new client that finds you online then becomes a traditional word-of-mouth stream, as they will be able to continue to use your services for years to come and start recommending you to your friends, to their friends and family. Now, the other thing that I would want to do here for you, you've already got a website, like I said, you've got some directories, so we will do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We would, of course, want to make sure that everything is consistent. I do see there's, in some cases, an actual address, the 8592 South Sarah Lee Drive, and then in others, it's just listing you as West Jordan. My question for you is, you're service-based, right? So you always go out to the customer, and there is no showroom or brick-and-mortar location. No one ever comes to you, right?
That is correct. No one comes to me.
So the address on South Sarah Lee Drive, is that a residence?
That is a residence.
It is. Okay. Well, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And, of course, even if it were a shop or an outside office where you did your paperwork, since you don't see customers coming to you, Google does not want to list a physical street address. And, in fact, you are not listed with a physical address on Google. But I did see some of those directories have a physical address. So there are some inconsistencies in the branding of the business. We will make sure then that the address is hidden. Of course, consistent information with the website and the phone number. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if you're going to continue to create content for your business online, please let us know so we can make sure that everything is Google compliant. Again, our job is to make sure that everything is exactly what Google wants to see. And although the search engine is a very advanced artificial intelligence, it is still an artificial intelligence. So it doesn't quite think the way a person does when it sees an address here but not over there. It just kind of confuses the algorithm a little bit. So we'll help you out with that as well. And what I did want to do, though, because you do have quite a bit of content already, would be to reduce the one-time setup fee. There is normally a one-time setup fee of $299 to help us offset the cost of creating that content. Still a lot of work that we have to do on our end, including cleaning up a little bit of what is already out there, but I want to take two-thirds of that setup fee away. It would just be a one-time setup fee, not $299, just actually $99 for that one-time setup fee. So again, you're saving $300 off of the subscription cost every month, and then an additional $200 off of that setup fee in that first month alone, okay? If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I mean, I just wanted to verify, of course, the business name, Okalani Landscaping and Construction, with the A-N-D spelled out, not the symbol for the word and, not the ampersand, right?
Right.
Perfect. And just about everywhere that I'm seeing it, it is A-N-D. And the phone number that we're speaking on is obviously the number that you would want your customers to call. It's the number on the Google listing, as well as the additional content. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
That is correct, yes. So the 385. Yes, that's 385. I'm sorry. So you have the 801-888-2303.
That's
but
the
most
number.
Of the time, my husband has the number with them.
Okay.
He carries that phone. But there's a good phone number, too. It's a 385-775-6713.
So I've got 385-775-6713. Now, is that not just a good number for us to reach you, but is it also a number that you would want promoted for the business at all, or is it just strictly for internal use for us to reach you?
So this is the number that we want to be reached at.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. And then to promote the business is 801-888-2303. And then it is a smartphone, I'm sure, right? You can receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, like I said, when someone fills out the contact form on the website, you will get a text message as well as an email. If it's a business email, it will also be listed physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden but still attached to that contact form. What is a good email address either for you or for the business?
It's Mokalani. Construction@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. So close enough to the business name, obviously a little bit abbreviated there, but we can still list that physically on the website. And then when we contact you, we will use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method that is most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information, we will email it out to you. Something we want you to have for your records, of course, we'll email you. But a lot of the times we'll simply give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Text will be perfect.
Text, okay.
Because people will be working, and I'm also working
Yeah, I actually have that question for service-based businesses default set to text, and they only change it when necessary. So we'll definitely have that as text preferred. And then is the actual spelling of your first name P-A-E-A?
That is correct.
Okay, good. That's what Mary had, and I didn't know if she verified that with you or not. And then is the last name the same as the business name? I never can assume, but what is your last name?
Is T-U-U-T-A-U.
Could you say that again? There's just a little bit of kind of static on the line.
Oh, no, you're good. Is that T as in Tom, U-U, T as in Tom, A-U.
A-U. Okay, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point I would do just a couple of things. I would take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we get all the information that we need to promote your business, build out your website. We'll want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, and also things like any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. Of course, we'll want to know about more of the services and details about where you want to be found. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I would do now, and what is actually required of us, as we are a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does actually get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we're reducing both the subscription cost as well as the setup fee, that we're actually including the website for you at no additional cost. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Like I said, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, and give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Mokalani Landscaping and Construction.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Paya Sugao, an owner.
Okay. And then Paya, as the owner of Mokalani Landscaping and Construction, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Paya, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, emails, phone calls coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Paya, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, like I said, we will do the audit right now to see what is already out there and to make sure everything is accurate and consistent. We do that audit periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that information is accurate. We're definitely not saying that you cannot continue to create content on your own or even hire someone else to do that. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. And like I said, equally or even more important is that we make sure that the business information stays accurate and consistent. So if you know of anything new that's going to come out online for your business, please let us know. Paya, that's fair enough, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. Now, with all of the reductions to the cost, with the reduction of both the setup fee and the subscription with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 7th of July, in the very discounted total amount of just $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 7th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $299. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Paya, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website, and that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, we do offer our services completely at will, which means month to month at any time. If you choose, you can discontinue the service altogether or pause it if you get more work than you can take on. If you need to go on vacation, you can, in fact, even pause the service seasonally if necessary. No questions asked or fees involved by simply contacting our client support team. Paya, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Paya, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. Is the first payment going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
It'll be a Visa.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's my name.
Any middle initial on that particular card, or just first and last?
First and last.
Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card that should start with a 4, as they all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are. If you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
It's a 4023.
Okay.
4706.
Okay.
0727.
All right.
8838.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0425.
04 of 25, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
806.
806. So I've got 8 06806 on the back, April or 04 of 2025, the expiration date. And then was the card itself
40 23 47 06 07 27 88 38.
Okay, so let me repeat it back one more time. Mm-hmm. So 40 23 47 06 04 27 88 38. Okay, 04 27 88 38. Okay, I've got that fixed then.
Right.
And then, does that bill at the 85 92 South Sarah Lee Drive 84088?
Uh huh.
Okay, so in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, do you know if you can fix it, because I don't have a pen.
Okay, yeah, so you'll get it. No, oh, you are, okay. That explains a little bit of the static or background noise. You'll receive it by email in about a minute. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent. That's going to be Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is Mountain Time. You can reach, of course, by email 24/7, support@localsplash.com. That's the email address that will be sent out to you in that confirmation email. And, of course, if you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that following business day. So you'll get that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And then the invoice email has everything in writing that we went over in that voice verification. You'll also receive the link to that by direct text message as well. You will probably receive that text message then before you receive the email, since you're driving. But when you receive that text message, just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. The last client interview is already in progress, but I can schedule even as late as 4 o'clock tomorrow or as early as 8 o'clock, and it looks like with just maybe one exception, there's at least one spot available every hour in between. Did you want something tomorrow as early as 8 or as late as 4, somewhere in the middle there? Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer.
Yeah, so tomorrow's not going to be a good day.
Oh, okay.
But I'll say, yeah, because I will be in a hospital.
Oh, my goodness.
I won't come out this Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, so I won't come out this Sunday.
Okay.
So Monday, maybe.
Okay.
Tuesday will be a good day for us.
Okay.
That's all right.
Oh, that's fine. And you know, we try to get our client interviews done as quickly as possible, but obviously within your time frame and convenience. By Tuesday, then, we do have a wide open schedule again, anywhere between 8 and 4 o'clock. What would work best for you?
I'll say, can we do 9 o'clock or 10?
9 or 10, either one. The call would be scheduled for the entire hour. It would probably get to you 10, 15 minutes after the start of the hour, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Would 9 or 10 o'clock hours work better for you?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
You want 9 to 10? Okay. So we'll be scheduling it at 9. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, kind of just those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. You'll receive an hour prior at 8 o'clock a reminder email from our automated system that that call is scheduled at 9, and then I'm also in a minute here going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash C-I-E-N-G on there. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Did you happen to receive the text message that our automated system should have sent out to you by now?
Did you send it to my phone, or did you send it
It should have gone to the 385 number because I updated that.
Okay, give me 1 second here.
No problem.
Is it the local splash? No?
Correct, yes. Local splash. The text message should go right where we want it to go. If it were the email, the invoice email, it does have the invoice email at the bottom, and then there is a link that says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That would go to where the text message should automatically open up, which is the local splash terms of experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Yep, I see that.
Oh, okay. So we are, of course, going to optimize completely your Google Business Profile. We will keep the existing listing. We'll just ask for managerial access on that. We'll make sure that you're optimized on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is the website that we'll build. I know you're driving. I don't want to walk you through everything here. But if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes across the bottom. There's a small box just above that line that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card, of course the card in your name. We do want you to click on that box, and then in the longer box below that line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we do want you to either copy and paste or type in your name as it appears. It is, of course, case sensitive. Once you do have your name in that box, please click the box below it that says confirm signature. That actually does a couple of things, a few things really. It lets us know that you know that it's that fixed flat rate, that we've reduced both the setup fee and the subscription cost, that we're doing the website for you, etc. It also does allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. And let me ask a question. So the fixed rate, is this at $99? Or how much is the fixed rate, I'm sorry?
Again, it's a little difficult to hear you. The $99 is a one-time setup fee. We reduced that from $299 down to $99.
Oh, okay. And so what will be the monthly cost?
The monthly charge for moving forward drops down to the $299. So again, in the first month, you're saving $300 off the cost of the subscription. I did take $200 off of that one-time setup fee, and then moving forward, it would be the $299 month to month.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, if you were able to successfully put your name in that box and hit confirm signature, the next thing that you'll see, it'll ask you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yes, I do see that.
Okay, perfect. I can give you the username right now, but there's not a password set up just yet. In fact, you don't actually have to worry about doing that right now. It is actually our automated system thinking that you are trying to log into your tracking and reporting system. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking and reporting. The automated system thinks it is already active and it's asking you to log into your account. I can give you the username. It is the business number, area code included, but no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the number itself, 801-888-2303. That will always be the username. In the next couple of days, you will get both the username and a default password emailed out to you. You can, once you're able to log into your account, once your tracking system is active, you can update that information as far as the the password. You can change the password at any time if you choose. You can change it as much as you choose. Some people don't ever change it, though, and that's really up to you. But you are all set on my end. That client interview is scheduled for Tuesday at 9. Other than that, real pleasure speaking with you. I am sending you that calendar invite right now. It's got your username, your name, and then the best point of contact, which is the 385 number. And again, like I said, it's really more for your records. You don't have to respond to that. But other than that, it's been a distinct pleasure speaking with you. I certainly appreciate your time. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call. But I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day and you enjoy the drive.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Paya. You take care. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.